This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife has made available grant funding for groups or associations that want to clean up former illegal trespass grow sites. If the state budget is passed as is, $1.5 million will be made available for cleanup efforts, and North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood is a supporter. Wood said in a statement that he's grateful the funds have been made available and the need for cleanup at sites where the use of illegal chemicals were used is much needed on the North Coast. The State Senate Finance Committee has killed a bill that would have allowed local tax collectors to collect cash payments for fees and licenses related to the marijuana industry and collect that money for the state as well. Senate Bill 148 addressed concerns that because the marijuana industry can't use banks due to federal drug laws, a state-sanctioned method was needed. The measure was supported by the Rural Representatives of California, which has vowed to find a workable solution. CHP officers investigating an alleged carjacking at gunpoint in Alder Point on Sunday afternoon arrested the suspect after receiving a tip he was in an area around Garberville yesterday morning. Officers responded to the area and located Scott Brown, who initially gave officers a false name while he was being arrested. Brown is accused of firing a handgun and stealing a vehicle from the victims, and officers found meth and drug paraphernalia on his person when they searched him. Brown, a convicted felon, was booked on a list of charges including drug possession and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie issued a press release yesterday in response to a statement made by Firefighter Union 652 President Matt McFarland regarding the department's Rescue Swimmer program. McFarland said the program had been suspended due to budget constraints. Gillespie's official comment was unambiguous. Not only is that statement incorrect, it is false. Gillespie went on to explain that a lack of participation in the Rescue Swimmer program and a lack of adequately trained personnel were the only reasons for the program's suspension. The Coastal Commission meets at Humboldt State University today, and a key item on the agenda is the expansion of oyster beds on the bay. Coast Seafood has requested the expansion, and it's expected the Coastal Commission will agree to the project, as long as Coast Seafoods meets 8 special conditions. They are related to environmental concerns over habitat for migrating birds, impacts to eelgrass, as well as recreation activities. If Coast Seafoods meets those conditions, it could expand oyster beds over another 165 acres. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka.
Residents gathered at the newly named Mattaket Market Square on Tuesday as a ceremony was held for the 107th birthday of the Mattaket cruise boat. Built on the Humboldt Bay in 1910, the Mattaket is the last of 7 vessels that once transported families and workers around the Humboldt Bay and is one of 700 historic vessels registered in the United States. Now, the Mattaket offers tours around the bay and is run by the Humboldt Bay Maritime Museum. On May 16th, the Eureka City Council unanimously voted to rename the C Street Market Square as the Mattaket Plaza.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills attended the recent CannaFest at Redwood Acres, the local marijuana industry's trade show, and he appeared on a panel with Supervisor Estelle Fennell and Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer. Mills, who was surprised the festival was as sparsely attended as it was, particularly with recreational cultivation in use to be legal in 2018, pointed out one question asked,
"What happens to us who try to, you know, do this the right way and start paying taxes and all this kind of thing, and those rest of them just stay outside? First of all, welcome to the real world." My explanation is, hey, this is the one shot. Here's your opportunity to become legal, to live within the rule of law. This county desperately needs people who are going to live inside the rule of law.
The push for state legalization was driven in part by the desire to remove the violence that is part of the black market. Mills said that if you are a grower and choose to remain illegal, expect the worst if you get caught.
If you are a criminal, you've had the opportunity to come inside of the rule of law and the culture of lawfulness. And we need to do everything we can to support those people coming in. But if you refuse to come inside the rule of law and we catch you, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that justice is meted out. Prosecuting, civil fines, whatever we can do, it's going to be painful.
You can listen to Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills talk cannabis and talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.